Ownership in the world of business, I didn't know it would be this hard. I didn't know that no matter what I achieved, I'd wake up every morning feeling like I haven't achieved anything. I didn't know that every single day that I wake up, my thoughts would be dominated by what needs to be done instead of what I've already done. Does it mean I would change it? No. But what it does mean is that I would have prepared myself more mentally for the challenges, because I'm hard. It's hard for the people who love me to be around me, because obviously I've been blessed and fortunate. You know, again, my contract with ESPN, my deal with Sirius XM, the other things that I have going for me, etc. You know, I'm living a good life. I've been incredibly, incredibly blessed by God. And people who've achieved less, who have less, obviously look at me and they see all that I have and they're like, what is your problem? And what they don't see is that you set a goal and you're like, how am I going to achieve this goal? How do I pull this off? You know, I have, whether it's freelancers, contractors, or flat out employees, I have about 22 people working under me. And it's they're my responsibility. They have a job to do. They have obligations. But if I don't achieve, I can't continue to ensure that their lives and their quality of life is going to be what it is. And that's leadership. That's ownership. That's a tremendous, tremendous responsibility. And because of that, it's devoid of peace. You don't have peace because you're like, on to the next. And because they don't own with you, even though they love you and they work for you or with you, they don't quite get that that's how it is. They want you to smell the roses. They're so proud of you and they love you and they want you happy and they want you to smell the roses. And you're like, you smell the roses. You know, the things that I'm able to do that facilitates you smelling the roses, that's my smelling the roses. I got this to achieve. And I'm not sure that's the right attitude to have. I'm just saying that a lot of times it can't be helped. And I didn't know that until I became a business owner.